driving you home every weekday afternoon. This is 105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Dot is looking to safeguard empty properties by matching tenants with landlords. The idea is that the tenants, who .. like to call property guardians, do voluntary work on the property in return for a reduced rent. It launches in Cambridge tomorrow, and joining me is the director of the project, Catherine Hibbert. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, Julian.
Thank you very much for joining us. So, explain to me how this all works.
Yeah, so crucially, actually, the people who live in the properties are not tenants. So the point is that when you've got landlords who have buildings that are empty because they're waiting to be sold or refurbished, sometimes those buildings can sit there waiting for that to happen for months or even years, which is a real problem for everyone living locally, because if they're boarded up, they look so ugly and they attract antisocial behaviour and crime. Of course, that's a major problem for the landlords as well, because the buildings will become derelict, they'll become magnets for crime and so on. But because there's a project that is about to happen that's going to bring those buildings into use or see them demolished and replaced or whatever it might be, the landlord can't tie them up by putting in people on tenancies. So what property guardians are is much more like kind of house-sitting, really, on a bigger scale.
Okay.
So you have people moving in order to take care of the building and make sure that it's well looked after, you know, the garden doesn't turn into a jungle, you know, deter crime and vandalism, and in return get really cheap accommodation.
So what sort
on
of...
On the understanding that when the work that is the building is waiting for has to happen, that they'll move out at quite short notice.
So what sort of period of time would typically, because I think you're running this in London at least at the moment, perhaps a few other
areas.
That's
right, yeah.
What sort of time, if somebody wants to be one of these property guardians, as you call them, how long might they be in a house for before they're told, sorry, landlord's got somebody coming along?
Yeah, so a lot of our guardians in London have been in the place where they are now for a year or more.
Right.
You know, so some have to move a couple of times a year, but generally we're looking at, you know, 6 months, 8 months, a couple of years.
I'm slightly worried that from the, you know, perspective of the person who's living in the property, it might turn into the, if you like, the housing equivalent of a 0 hours contract where they don't quite know how long they're going to be in the property for.
Well, I think that is, you know, obviously in an ideal world, everyone would have places that they could stay in indefinitely that were in great condition and which were close to where their work and their families were and which were affordable for them. But unfortunately, you know, when you've got housing, housing is so difficult to afford at the moment. We think it's better that people should be living in the properties with that uncertainty than that they shouldn't be living in them at all.
So given that there
isn't the option of giving them more certainty, we think it's good to get the housing into use.
And
what sort of
savings, if that's the right way of putting it, would somebody be able to expect in return for, I guess, doing bits and pieces like you mentioned, you know, making sure that the garden is kept neat and tidy, the borders weeded, and the grass cut.
And we also support our guardians to volunteer for charitable projects locally.
Right, so it wouldn't necessarily be on the property; it could be for some external project as well. Then.
Yeah, exactly, because there's so many people out there who are doing amazing voluntary work, and particularly in Cambridge, it's really thriving volunteering scene. But, you know, with the cost of living in a city like Cambridge, as with London, people's wages often don't cover it. So typically, our guardians pay between £35 and £70 a week. And the top end of that would be for sort of self-contained one-bed places.
Right, so I'm assuming that for £35 would get them presumably a room, shared use of a kitchen, that sort of deal.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, and that is a fraction of what you'd be paying for a room in a house share.
Yeah, no, very much so.
In a city like Cambridge, as it is.
So you're launching in Cambridge tomorrow evening, I believe.
What
are you actually? What are you looking? I guess you're looking for both people, landlords with property that might need filling, and also would be, I don't know, tenants, guardians, whatever you want to call them, people willing to live in the house.
So we've already secured contracts with some landlords in Cambridge. So we do have properties that are going to be becoming available in the next few months. So starting from next month, we're going to be housing people in Cambridge. And so we're always glad to hear from more landlords. But what we're primarily looking for at the moment is people who would like to live in the buildings that we've got coming up. So anyone who is able to be flexible about when they move in and move out and who would like to save significantly on their rent and who would like to get involved in volunteering or just have some support for the volunteering that they're already doing, we'd really like to hear from them. And people can apply on our website or email us or phone us for more information.
Okay, so
we're having a gathering in the Cambridge Brew House.
Oh, just about to ask that as to where the meeting is going to take place. What time does it all start?
6 until 7:30, and there'll be a brief sort of presentation at 6:30, setting out the detail. But anyone can pop in between 6 and 7:30, and I'll be there and some colleagues to give people any more information that they might want. And people are really welcome to put it on. Ideal if they can register on the website. There's a event registration form just so we know who's coming.
Okay, quickly let us know what the website address is.
So the website is www.property.com. So the .. is spelled out.
That's a spelled dot as opposed to
property.
A period
dot. If you Google .. property, you'll find us.
Okay. Well, best of luck. I hope it all. I hope it all goes well. You're going to get a good turnout tomorrow night. And do let us know what the result is as well. It could be quite interesting to pop and have a chat with a property guardian once they've been in place for a few weeks.
Yeah, that would be great.
That's good.
Yeah, well, we'll definitely keep you posted.
That's great. So that's Catherine Hibbert. She's director of .. And they're going to be having that meeting tomorrow night. The details, as mentioned, on the website. Catherine, thanks very much.
Cambridge 105.
Now, Dave Hemingway's musical career goes back to 1987 when he joined the House Martins, replacing drummer Hugh Whittaker. He then joined Paul Heaton in The Beautiful South. The band split in 2007, but 2 years later, The South was born, and The South are playing the Cambridge Junction on Friday. I'm pleased to say that Dave is on the line now. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you very much. I hope you're well yourself. So originally you called the band The New Beautiful South. I'm just wondering if it was important to retain the connection with the old group.
Yeah, that was a bit of a mistake, actually. I think, when we started off again after The Beautiful South, we sort of didn't really know what to call ourselves.
No.
We made a bit of a mistake there.
Because it's tricky, isn't it? Yeah, I remember when, for example, Paul Weller, when the Jam split, for example, and the Style Council was a completely different departure for him musically. And listening to The South, and I'm going to play a track when we've finished chatting, but it's very much the essence of The Beautiful South is in there. And I guess for some people, that's what they want to hear. They want to hear new songs as well, but they remember and they enjoy the sound of The Beautiful South.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, we've got an album out as The South, and it's not drastically different from The Beautiful South, really. We're trying to keep the same sort of feel going, same sort of thing.
Yeah.
Basically, hopefully, intelligent songs, so that sort of stuff. And if we tried to be anything drastically different, I think we'd fall on our faces a bit. So,
That's the danger, isn't it? I guess if you go off at a tangent and you announce to the world
exactly,
you're trying to do something, one can evolve. And I'm just wondering about that, really, as to how you feel that you might have changed musically, because I guess I'm hopeless of doing maths off the cuff here, but it's something like 4 or 5 years, isn't it, since The South started off. You've had, you mentioned this, you know, Sweet Refrains album, which has been pretty successful. And I was wondering sort of how, if at all, you feel that your sound has changed.
Well, I think, first of all, we've got different songwriters for a start, because obviously Paul Heaton and Dev Rotheray used to write all the songs in the beautiful South. So we've got different songwriters in the South as we are now. And so it's a bit of a, still a learning curve, really. So we're trying to, you know, do that. And hopefully the album, we're proud of the album. We're proud of Sweet Refrains. Really proud of it. It's not a bad, I think it's, considering we had such a really good back catalogue of great songs that, you know.
And I guess that's kind
proud of about this, the new album, you know. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, of course. And it's a danger, isn't it? You know, people like me come along, you know, local radio presenter, you know, give a call, have a chat, and then instantly there's the comparisons come with what you've done in the past. When really, I guess, from a creative point of view, you want to develop in slightly new directions, at least.
Well, I don't know. I always think we just want to continue writing good songs and playing good songs. You know, I think we've been quite fortunate to be able to do that, you know, and so therefore I'm quite happy with that, to be honest.
Now, I gather part of the purpose of this particular tour is to visit new places. And I noticed that you've visited, is it 64 venues so far this year? That's quite a bit for any band, or for anybody, really. If it was a Premiership footballer, yeah, they'd be moaning about the number of fixtures.
Yeah, it's killing me, I must say. But we have played a lot of places, and we've got a lot of places to play before December, sort of thing. And, It's quite a bit of a workload, really. But we're doing our best, you know. Don't get me wrong, we're enjoying it, you know, we're enjoying it, so...
No, I'm sure it's probably like rolling up to do this show, you know, most days. It's great. It's really good fun. I get to speak to people like you. But another day, you know, it's when things go, something goes wrong, or there's absolutely nothing happening really anywhere. And it's, you know, it's not so good. We all have good days and bad days.
No. It's, I didn't mean to sound like that.
No, you didn't at all.
We're having a good time playing, and we've got some great crowds coming to the gigs, and we're enjoying playing the songs, and hopefully the people who come and see us are enjoying the gigs as well, you know. So, you know, absolutely.
Yeah, Cambridge Junction. Yeah, Cambridge Junction on Friday, of course. But I've often wondered, and I don't know if I've actually ever asked this of anybody, as to how you draw up the list of where you're going to go to.
What, say again?
How do you choose which venues, or which, I guess, the starting point is which town or city you're going to play in, followed by the venue within that city?
We don't really choose, but Cambridge has always been one of my favourite places to play, actually. It's always been a good place for us to go, you know. So I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Yeah, a lot of support, I guess, for the kind of thoughtful music and thoughtful songs that you produce with the South, and beforehand with other bands. How many times do you think you've been here altogether? I haven't got the answer in front of me, so you could be completely wrong. And nobody will ever know.
In that case, I might be wrong. I don't know. I think about 5 times, maybe. maybe more than that. Maybe less than that. I don't know.
Okay. Go ahead.
I've got some really great memories of playing Cambridge, and so that's what I'm looking forward to playing again, you know.
And when you roll up at a venue, do you just go to the... I guess it's going to vary, isn't it, according to what the schedule is. But I'm just, you know, do you sometimes just go to a venue, or do you sometimes get to, you know, go to the city, go in a bar afterwards? What's the normal plan, particularly on a Friday night, of course?
It's not as cut and dried as that, really. It's, you know, we'll basically try and play everywhere as best we can, sort of thing. We try and really, you know, have a really good gig, and have people who come and pay their good money to come and, you know, see the gig. We're trying to give them the best show we can.
Okay.
So it's not, so just turn up and sort of I was gonna swear then.
No, don't swear. We get into.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just saying we don't just turn up and not do our best. Because we always do our best.
No, yeah, that's what I expect. Now, we're going to play a piece of music, which is Pigeonhole. I'm guessing this is it's from the Sweet Refrains album?
It is, yeah. It's from our, new album. Yeah, it's been out for a bit. But, yeah, it is. Pigeonhole is, one of our songs from that. Yeah.
Good song? Right, we'd say a good song.
It's playing it.
Yeah, no, it's all part of, all part of the service here, and hopefully this is sort of the kind of thing which people will hear you play at the Junction on Friday night. But Dave, thank you very much for speaking to us. We'll have a listen to the song now. Dave Hemingway of the South, and as mentioned, the South are playing the Cambridge Junction on Friday, and here's Pigeonhole.
Cheers, thank you.